And suddenly, I was in the most beautiful place. Sun shining, the gardens were beautiful again. And I thought, yeah, you don't have to go looking for this paradise. It's there all the time. You just have to get rid of the stuff that's going on. Let it go. And lasted a few minutes. And a phone call, and I'm back in business again. But since then, I've been giving, I can put my attention on Bill and Bill's life, or I can say, fuck it, to hell with it. I'm sick of it, I'm dead. Bill's dead, I don't want it. And then, hey, it's all there. It was a beautiful experience. I had to get to a pretty desperate state. It was almost like a mini nervous breakdown. Well, I'm a therapist, I can't have a nervous breakdown. But it looks like the great whatever it is waiting for us. It's just there all the time. You don't have to go looking for it. What I needed to do was to drop Bill. And Bill's a very complicated guy with a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, a lot of trouble. Drop it.
Actually, what you're talking about is the focus of attention. And it doesn't mean you stop attending to what has to be attended to in life, but it does mean it's a great lesson. What it does mean is something else is there that can also be attended to. And you fell into that. You moved your attention. By dropping Bill, your attention naturally went to what's deeper. This is why there are so many wisdom traditions, ancient traditions, that the whole practice that they espouse and live is about how you focus your attention. It's a huge part of Buddhism. It's practically the entire path of Zen. And it's exactly what we were doing this evening. When I say to you, know what you already know more fully. You're giving the everyday example of it. The practical day-to-day way that it works. But people have this idea, it's almost inevitable for everyone, that there's a dichotomy, there's a split between my regular life, my daily life, my worldly life, and my spiritual experience, my spiritual life, my ability to be in contact with the profound. As if one is a trade for the other. And the idea behind that, the hope, the preference behind that, the mind game behind that is less of one and more of the other. And it doesn't work that way. Life will always be life, the world will always be the world. And as long as you're here, you'll always have things you have to take care of. It isn't that you'll spend less moments with your attention there and more moments with your attention on the divine. It's that you'll cooperate enough, you'll surrender enough, you'll stop trying to control that which can't be controlled enough. They'll go on at the same time. That your attention to the practical, to the worldly, to the material